I'm going to do my best to
bless him.
Bring you a message this morning from the word of the Lord and try to encourage you the best I can. We need to be lifted up.
Amen.
We need to be encouraged to make another mile.
Yeah.
I preached from this scripture for a long, long time, but I never seen it as I preach it to you this morning. It's all new to me. And I'm still having trouble in my eyes. I get to reading one line and first thing I know, I'm down two or three lines from that and I get all messed up. So y'all help me out. But pray for us. Let's pray for each other. We're going into the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. We're going to start at the 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them whom are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, he also glorified, justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yet, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who shall make intercessions for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecutions, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? We're going to stop reading right there. I thought about what is going on in our country. So much confusion on every hand. They call it the virus. I don't know exactly what the virus is. They say it's a killing people everywhere. But you know, today as we are gathered here as Christian people, You've got an infirmity that you're going to have to overcome. I've got an infirmity. Day after day we face something that we've never faced. We deal with things we can't do nothing about sometimes. But I'm so glad that the Spirit itself, the Spirit liveth in us and makes intercession for us. I with groanings that can't be uttered. I thought about predestinated. I had a problem with that a long time. I didn't know what really it meant until this morning. The Bible said that he called who he called. He wanted to be conformed with his son. So then, whenever we were born again, crying out, Lord, save me. He wanted us to come in the image of his son, holy, pure, and clean, set apart from the world, that we might do the work that he is wanting us to do.
Yes, and Lord.
I thought about this. He said, to whom
bless him,
let's go back.
Bless him,
for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be affirmed to the image of his son. Now today, that he might become many brethren, the firstborn among many brethren. I thought about the old prophets of old. I thought about that. We're living in a land. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? We got a lot of things out there, if we ain't careful, I will separate us from his love. Being transformed with Christ, making intercessions, he foreknowed us, then he sent us forth to do the work that he had for us to do. Men and women, boys and girls, if you witness to somebody, you were predestinated to take the word to them. Through a song, a testimony, I don't know. I thought about the old prophets of old. Elijah, he had an infirmity. I was trying to kill him. He was running from here to yonder. I want to tell you how good God is to us this morning. He was laying down one night and under a juniper tree, sleeping. He had already said, Lord, they'll dig down the altars. How they seek my life, and I'm left here all alone. But he laid down to sleep. Oh, my. God already knowed Abraham. Already knowed Elijah.
Yeah.
And what he was destined to do.
Yeah.
And there was, he slept, there was an angel, touched him. And he said, Elijah, arise, drink, and eat.
Yeah.
He rose drunk and eat. There was cold. There was a fire. And there was a little cake on the cone of fire. And he rose and he ate and drank. Laid himself down to sleep again. But the Lord was not through with him. And the angel touched him again. And then on the third time, he touched him. And he said, Elijah, arise, eat and drink, because your journey is too great for you. And then Elijah went on the strength of that mead for 40 days and nights. I thought about this thing that's happening to me and you. What are you going to do if you go to the grocery store and you might and you look and there's no nothing there that you can buy? I don't care how much money you got. There's nothing to take home with you. God, I Lord knows you. And Jesus, he went and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. I'm making intercession for me and you. God was the one that justified, and Jesus is the one that died.
Yeah.
Making intercession for you.
Bless the Lord.
Listen, if we win, if we're right in the eyes of God, this is where the rubber meets the road. If we live upright and doing what we need to do with God, if we're ready to go to heaven, you might go for 6 months on the last meal that you received in your body. God is able to take us across the burning and saying,
amen.
Listen, what will separate you? What would have separated Elijah? But he eat and drunk. And God had a plan for him. I can see more. I can see four more that God foreknowed back yonder in Nebuchadnezzar's day whenever the king he would send down and call for the little boys and girls to come and he would test them. Perhaps he wanted them to be his servants in his kingdom. He got a hold of man called Daniel, then Shadrach, and Abednego, Meshach, and how the Bible said that God foreknowed them, and whenever they was called, to the man's castle, they refused. They was determined in their hearts that they was not going to defile their body with the king's meat or with the king's wine. What did it take them? God foreknowed them, and they were predestinated. They went on, and they were steadfast in what they believed. In the fiery burning furnace, whenever Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, whenever the music starts, fall down on your feet, on your knees, and worship. They said, we're not cheerful, O king, because if our God who we serve, if he don't deliver us, we're not going to serve you. Daniel went on. See, every one of them, he went to a den of lions. Mm-hmm. And he slept with them.
Bless you.
And God locked their mouths. He took care of them. He'll take care of me and you today.
Right.
And we come along to the grace age. That was great stories how God took care of them men. We're coming on to the grace age. Whenever Jesus come on the scene, and he's saying and begin to say to the disciples, who do you say that I am? Some this, some that. But Peter said, thou art the Christ, the living Son, the Son of the living God. And he said, you have said right. And he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock,
yeah,
I'll build my church. And time started then. And I tell you what, Peter, he had a work to do. I can see how he was, how I had laid out for a purpose. I can see them one day together, and they fed a multitude with just 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. The evening come, and Jesus sent them away. I put them in a ship and sent them across the waters. He went up into a mountain to pray. I wondered what he's praying for. He was praying for them. Disciples in the water because there was a storm raging. And he went to them walking on the water. What's going to separate you? Oh, Peter. Who he called, he predestinated. And he predestinated Peter to bring in repentance. So he went to them walking on the water, and they, whenever they seen Jesus, they thought that they saw a spirit. And Jesus said, "It is I. Be not afraid." Yeah. Peter immediately he said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come."
Yeah.
Peter done something that no man had ever done. Or no man has ever done since.
Right.
We're in the grace age. By faith.
Mm-hmm.
He come down and walked on the water.
Yeah.
To go to Jesus. What shall separate you from the love of Christ? Whenever Peter began to saw the storm raging. He was afraid. That was on the flesh side of life. And he began to doubt. What will separate him from the love of Christ? The flesh began to doubt. The flesh was going to let him down. And he began to sink. Whenever he took his eyes off of Jesus. And the one thing that the Lord wants to hear from me and you when we have our infirmities, when we are tried with everything that we can muster, he said all he wants to hear, Lord, help me.
Right.
And mean it from the heart.
Right.
Very simple. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Well, Jesus just reached down and got him.
That's right.
And saved him. Listen. God had a work to do. Mm-hmm. And to whom God foreknowed, whom Jesus foreknowed, to them he called. And who he, when he called, to his purpose, and that was a purpose. Peter, he laid the foundation of the repentance. So if we stay in repentance, keep ourselves cleaned up, packed up, and ready to go. There's always a hope, and there is hope of eternal life to them that believe and endure, carry the cross all the way to the doorway of death. Then you, Jerusalem, will pick you up. My. Listen, we are destined to do something. We're not saved just to sit down to do nothing. But we can't be together all week. And they say that things are going to get worse. I don't know. But one thing I do know is that God is able to deliver us from this sin-cursed world.
Right.
He is able to help us in whatever situation we're going in. Every man, every woman, I will go through a different situation. You've got an infirmity that the Lord needs to help you with. And he will only help you if you stay close to the cross. Listen, I don't know. But God spared not his own son, but give him freely for us. We ought to be the happiest people they are in the world.
Right.
Even the Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess That as much as we ought to love him. Give him the praise and honor and glory. Will tribulations separate us? Persecutions, it gets hard sometimes, but he'll see us through. Will famine, maybe not nothing to eat. Listen, God will provide. Whatever we stand in need of, God will provide. So when you're all alone, down and out, in distress, whenever you see reality face to face, then you know that God is able to bring you through that.
Amen.
Listen, I know that this world has faced a lot of things. And I was back yonder whenever boys was getting called by force to go to the army, to fight for our country. Listen, moms, dads, assemble themselves in prayer and praying not only for their own son but for neighbors, sons and daughters across America, and God brought them back, a lot of them. God is always able.
Amen.
Always able to help you. I heard a man say he just come back from Germany. He had been in World War II. And somebody was crying around about their son having to go off to the army. I heard this man say, if you'd have seen what I seen, you'd have been glad it was over there instead of over here. I'd rather to have went over there is for them to come over here. God has kept them away from us. Protected us all down through lifespan. There's all kinds of things been happening, and always before, even in my ministry, when things would happen, I'd see mothers listen, getting together and praying for the community, for the neighbor, a son, maybe is in trouble. You don't see that no more.
Yeah.
No. Well, I know you're going to get in trouble sometime down the road. And all I could do nowadays is talk about it, wag their tongue from one end of the county to the other. We need to be on our knees or praying for our neighbor's children that maybe has got in trouble. There was a time that whenever young boys were drafted, they didn't have no choice. They was drafted to the armed forces. Now, they just volunteer and go, but all kinds of things. But I said all of that to say this. The American government seemed like is trying to shut down the churches from getting together and praying. Maybe they're opening them back up some now. But they said the worst is yet to come. But God will go with us all the way. Even unto the end of the world. If we keep praying. How can we get rid of it, preacher? We can pray it down. God will take care of it if we got enough faith.
Yep.
Listen. We can't hardly get enough people together anymore to pray.
That's right.
From one Sunday to another. You can't have a conversation no more with anybody. They don't want to talk about Christ. They don't want to talk about His goodness. But back yonder in these days, I believe with all of my heart that Peter was predestinated to walk on the water. Never happened before. It ain't happened since. But he was confirmed to be like the image of the Son. And that's what he expects us to do as much as we can. In love, unity, one for another. And watch your separators. This thing that's going on, listen, we can pray. That's the only weapon that we've got is prayer and faith. We can pray, and the Lord will take care of us. Be of good cheer. The Lord will take care of us. I'd like for us to stand. You have a few scattering words this morning. Should you go to the grocery next week, shelves empty, you going to get upset and leave with a screaming attitude? People don't begin to pray. What kind of attitude are you going to have? What will separate you from the message I preached to you this morning? You probably never even think about it no more. When you go out them doors, you probably never think about it no more. That's exactly what happened to Peter. He was separated from Christ for just a short little period of time. When he saw what he was going on, Lord save me. Listen, persecutions, distress, all kinds of stuff are happening. But Jesus is still sitting on the throne at the right hand of God, making intercession for me and you. He still loves us, and he ain't going to go away. He still cares for us. If you haven't need to pray, boy, you talk about if there's ever a time to get close to God, it's today.